Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James Ray, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, all.
We're joined by our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. Staying dry, or help trying to.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Very similar here. Very similar here, Paul. I was looking ahead at the forecast. Didn't mean to cheat, but I was looking a little bit ahead. And I got to say, Paul, it looks like we got everything this week. Like, we have extreme highs, we have some lows, we got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's a buffet, weather buffet this week.
Yes, a cornucopia.
Yes.
There you go.
Good word.
It's going to be still cloudy with the rain showers out there through the morning, midday hours, still sticking around. And still a couple showers even this afternoon, or a thunder shower, and then the activity tapers off. This evening, as we'll see, temperatures only staying about 63 for high, so pretty unusual chilly day here for mid-August. If we head back to about 51 tonight with some clearing late, and then 78 sunny on Tuesday, light north winds, 56 Tuesday night. Warming back to some mid-80s Wednesday, mix of clouds and sun, and then a passing cold front Wednesday night could touch off a shower or storm. Across the area Wednesday night, lows at 60 as winds pick up out of the west. Breezy northwest winds Thursday behind that front, some sun, 77 otherwise, and then 52 Thursday night, and then on the way back up with those temps in the extended outlook, 83 on Friday, some sunshine, 63 Friday night, 90 degree temperatures Saturday and Sunday, so headed back into that extreme. In that extended outlook. So, yeah, definitely a lot of variety to speak
just
of.
Just a gumbo of weather. Just a ton of, just a little bit of this. A little
Midwest
bit of
casserole.
Yes. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. You guys, too.
Have a great day. Have a great one. Thank you, Paul. Best in the business, our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center, joining us every morning in this time slot. We're looking forward to talking with Paul tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Looking forward to the good stuff we got lined up for you, everybody. We got some interesting stories coming up. Duncan is introducing, I don't know, is spiked coffees, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, we got to look into that. The cure for cancer may be hidden in black jelly beans.
Finally, get their day.
Probably going to have to look into that one. Probably it feels pretty important. Feels like we should definitely look into that one. And we got a little bit later, having a bad hair day, well, blame your parents. We get to get
That's what I do.
Nice. Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off on Mondays with the kitchens open.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I forgot about that.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one.
Oh, good.
We also have, after that, some entertainment news. Light entertainment news. We're going to focus mainly on local stuff going on in this one. Looking forward to that. We got a lot of local things to talk about, so we're going to do that. All that coming up for you. But I got to start here, everybody. 8 reasons you're waking up tired.
Hey.
All right. Good way to start a Monday. Perfect.
Feel like I am.
Kind
of
like a
Please little, explain it to me.
So if you are dragging today, you can blame it on a case of the Mondays. But if you're waking up tired a lot, one of these things is probably to blame. Or it could be a combination of all of them. and let me ask you guys something real quick here. Would you rather do this or do the whole radio trope? How was your weekend? Because I love talking to you guys and knowing how you're doing, but I'd rather do that in person. I'd rather do it. I don't know if the audience cares. I'm not trying to speak for the audience. 424-2600. Please feel free to call and join the conversation. But I don't know. I thought this would be a more fun way to do it. But I should ask you guys. I should ask you guys first.
That's all right.
I agree, actually. I think that, you know, if listeners wanted to call in and tell us how their weekend is, I would find that more fun than hearing about you two, because you guys are boring. I love you all, and you're wonderful.
No, she's got this right. She does.
You don't want to hear about me moving furniture around my house?
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Really.
That's not exciting? Okay.
No.
All right.
What do you hear?
I thought it was.
What were you vacuuming for the first time in a decade?
Oh, wow. Oh, that was good. That was wow.
I'm the clean one. But
nice.
We're rearranging the house a little bit. That's all.
Oh, nice.
Moving furniture. But, you know.
Well done. Well done.
So diving into this list of if you're dragging today, what are some of the things that could be causing that? Here are the 8 most common reasons we wake up tired.
Seth is tired for moving furniture.
Yeah, that's right.
We got
very specific, right?
Fatigue. Maybe you underslept or had a taxing weekend. Either way, you probably just need more sleep and a few days to recover. If you're constantly fatigued, get your annual physical to make sure there's not an underlining reason.
Right.
I think most of us understand what fatigue is. I don't think you need me to mansplain it to you. However, a lot of us do need that last part.
Yeah.
Well, because we overlook it. We feel that way all the time. It's easy to just be like, well, this is how I always feel, so whatever.
That's true.
So that's the only reason I'm bringing that one into this is because, I mean, it's important. And we have a tendency to, like Melissa said, not think about those things. Sedentary lifestyle.
Mm.
If you just sit on the couch and never exercise, your body gets used to it. So doing anything physical is more exhausting. Try to get at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise each week.
There you go.
The bar could not be lower when it comes to your body, what your body is asking of you exercise-wise.
That's true.
It could not be lower. Like, if you are not hitting this bar, that truly is a danger. That is there is a concern there. Because we're talking, like, getting up and getting the mail, you know, out of the mailbox stuff. You know, we're not talking about like, anything too heavy.
Well, we talked about it last week, James, when we touched on the whole 10,000 steps thing. And it's like, actually, you know what? Any amount of steps will help you. Yeah, yes. Getting more steps is better, but any amount of movement is good.
Yeah.
Your body likes it. That's what it wants.
Well, yeah. And you said, what did you say, 150 minutes? So that's a little less than 22 minutes a day.
Yeah, there you go. Physical activity. See, half hour. Yeah.
I think we could all spare that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, anxiety or depression. Mm. People don't realize how draining it can be, and it can mess with your sleep, too. Yeah, no kidding. See a doctor if you think you need help. Some meds that treat anxiety and depression can cause insomnia, so keep that in mind, too.
It's kind of a sick cycle, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you need this pill to make you not depressed, but then you don't sleep, so you're depressed, and then you...
So they give you a pill for that, and then they give you another pill to counter the other pill, and really.
Yeah, especially from what I've seen of anxiety. I mean, the whole being able to sleep thing is very important when you have anxiety.
Crucial.
So it's yikes. That you're right. That's a wicked cycle.
Inconsistent sleep. You can't really, quote, catch up on it, like sleeping 10 hours on Saturday to make up for the 5 hours of the night before. So try consistently to get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I have to admit, and I want to, you know, make it very clear here, I've never come on the air and said I'm a smart man. I've never claimed to be or anything like that. But I spent a good portion of my life, like into my late 20s even, thinking I could do this. That I could get away
not
sleeping during the week very much, because on the weekend I'm going to catch up. On the weekend I'll be fine. I'll catch up and everything. It does work that way.
No, it really doesn't.
It doesn't exactly work that way. Yeah.
Our bodies like routine. And so if you're in the routine of only sleeping, you know, 4 to 6 hours during the week, your body's going to do that on the weekend, too.
Yep. It sure will.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. Dehydration. Make sure you're drinking enough water this time of year, especially if you're out in the sun. Just being dehydrated can make you tired.
Or moving around furniture.
Yes.
Same kind
of thing. You sweat, you're losing
the
hydration
moisture.
Your body needs. So drink water.
That's right.
Let's see here. Poor sleep environment or routine. To get your best sleep, your bedroom should be dark and cool at night. Stop using your phone in bed. Don't drink caffeine less than 6 hours before bedtime. And avoid alcohol at least 2 hours before bed.
Those are all good points. Yep. Yes, indeed. Because, you know, the thing about alcohol is that, yeah, it makes you feel tired because it's a depressant. But your body has to work through the alcohol before you can actually get sleep. So that's why it does not help you sleep better. It actually takes
being
away from your sleep quality.
Being passed out is not the same as sleeping.
No.
Yep. Something else that 20-year-old, 21-year-old James had to learn. Yep. Very true. Very true.
So you wrote this. That's what it was.
Basically. Yeah. Might as well. How not to sleep.
Right.
How not to, just follow me around.
Like a Monty Python sketch. How not to sleep.
Yep. Exactly. Sleep partner problems, aka the person snoring in your ear in your ear. It says here the person snoring in your ear. It's
Whoops.
Just a typo.
But that's kind of perfect.
Isn't it kind of fitting though?
It is.
Or kicking you in your sleep. Pets could also be ruining your sleep without even knowing it. So do things accordingly. If you have to kick the pet out of the room, do so. Mm-hmm. If you got to kick the significant other out of the room, maybe that's something
maybe
you got to do.
And
I'm not saying
about
out of your life. I just mean out of the room. I mean, you know, two
people. Exactly.
I think we all know at least of one couple, if not multiple couples, that do this.
Mm-hmm.
One sleeps in separate bedrooms.
It
seems to work for plenty. Honestly, that's one of the things that I never would have dreamed of working or anything. Jeez, dreamed of working. I really hate my writers.
Because you don't pay them enough.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But it does actually make sense and work for a lot of people. So, mm-hmm. you know, if that's what works for you, more power to you. Sleep is too important. And I would think that if somebody is your partner, they love you and they want you.
Cares
sleep,
about you,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Might be a good test of finding that out, or one of the ways of finding that out. And finally, sleep disorders. People with sleep apnea can wake up 50 to 100 times throughout the night and never hit a really deep sleep. There are apps now that can help track your sleep patterns, so that might be a good place to start. Or your doctor might want to send you to sleep lab to get more accurate results.
Apps to track your naps.
Nice. I like that. This is something prominent in my family. I talk about being insomniac and not being able to sleep and stuff all the time. I don't talk about my sleep apnea very often. I have had girls that I've lived with for multiple years and stuff freak out over this because I stop breathing in my sleep,
right,
and that sort of thing. I've also slept next to people who couldn't give a dang less.
Who cares?
Not a matter of caring about me so much as a matter of they're good sleepers and they're out.
Sleep
so
like the dead, yeah, right.
They may not even know that happens with me and stuff. My brother has it, if not just worse, even just as bad. He has to have a machine at night that he easily uses and everything.
Yeah, CPAP?
Yeah, CPAP machine.
Yep. Yeah.
You're becoming more and more common.
It's true.
Yeah, they are. And I think in part because more and more people are realizing they've always been dealing with it. They just never got diagnosed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of things in society. We're seeing that with Asperger's. We're seeing it with a number of different things.
Yep, it's true.
Mm-hmm. We will take a break. We're coming back and we're doing some celebrating.
Woo.
It's a Monday. I feel like doing some celebrating. So we're going to try this whole new thing, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's something new we're trying. Nope. We've been doing this for thousands of years.
Before there was radio, we were doing it.
Yes. And we're looking forward to doing it even a thousand more. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Okay, my birthday's on Saturday. Just want to let everyone know about that. Seth's birthday, Saturday, August 19th. I'm going to mention it every 91st. Day this week. Just make sure that everyone knows it's my birthday on Saturday.
I like that. I champion this. I'm going to look into the budget, see if we can get like an airplane writing, and we get some airplane writing out
there. I'm going to be the anti-James. I'm going to be, bring on the birthday. You know,
I am all in favor of that. I love it. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. You can send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailf@civicmedia.us. That's pretty much the email for all of us here. You can, you know, seth@habegger.com. You know,
you got it all.
Go ahead and get it to us, everybody. We want to hear from you. You can also direct message us on social media. Just hit up our Facebook page or Instagram pages and go ahead and like that and go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating.
Or be like Seth and toot your own horn.
That's right.
You can do it. Hey, you're more than welcome to call up and join the conversation, 424-2600, and just get us your birthday and anniversary directly. Cut out the middleman, get right here to us.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dive right into our list, and we have three possible qualifiers.
Sweet.
So, Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
Two.
There we go. That gives us a call. Thank you, Melissa. So we got our qualifier here. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to Sandy Bumgart.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Sandy's great. Sandy, known Sandy way back in high school days. She went to high school in Nakusa and was a part of plays with us with the Explorers Aww. Group and stuff.
Nice.
Great mom, great human being. Enjoy your day, Sandy.
Cool.
Another high school friend I got to wish happy birthday to, Pete Crone.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Happy birthday.
I believe many people know Pete and his family around here. His father was an officer in our area for quite some time. His mom, Winnie, who was came over to this country from, I believe, Mongolia, Vietnam.
Wow, cool.
And Pete and his family were one of the only other mixed families, to be honest, to be blunt with you. So we kind of, came attached pretty early on. It's a little bit of the Spider-Man meme growing up. But more so, I think people would know Pete in this area for one. Pete forever had black jet black hair with a yellow halo painted it styled in his hair.
I love it.
Pete is one of the most talented martial artists I've ever seen in my life, and I think this area has ever seen. Before he left here to go live up in Minnesota with his wonderful wife and family and everything,
smart man.
I believe he was a 3-degree nice. 3-degree black belt, along with knowing Taekwondo and Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu, I believe it was, too.
I'm not going to mess with Pete. I'm going to leave him. Just give him wide berth.
Still doing it, too.
Yeah, wow.
Still doing it. Pete's still doing it. A little pudgier than he used to be, but still doing it. Still doing it. I got to give him a shot. Pete is also one of the people that when I'm designing fight scenes and scripts and things like that, he's the first guy I go to.
Makes sense.
He makes it real. He makes it realistic.
Very cool.
Very good. But all these people are great, but they can't qualify and win because we have our qualifier set, Dave and Terry Mueller.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Dave
happy
and Terry.
Happy anniversary, you two. Now, Dave can actually win now. Dave was one of our former sports broadcasters around here, Dave Mueller. You know Dave's voice. For many years, Randy and Dave pretty much tag team our high school sports around here.
Nice.
Dave would do one, Randy do the other, that sort of thing. I got to work with both of them for many years, and one of my favorite people in radio to work with was Dave Mueller. Dave, you could not find a nicer human being until you met Randy. It's a race. It's a race of which one is nicer. It really is. Enjoy, Dave, Terry. Hope you have a great anniversary, you two.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Let us take a look at our celebrity list. Where is it? Here it is. All right. So, taking a look, Tim Tebow, 36.
He's still a thing. Okay,
kind of a thing.
Still kind of a thing out there. He's doing his thing.
I you got to give the man credit for making something out of nothing. Because we've seen this our whole lives, Seth, of a high school or college quarterback, great in college, goes to the pros, doesn't amount to anything.
Right.
He at least, he got a playoff win.
That's
true.
He
got a playoff win, coming out and stuff. He didn't have a long career or anything like that. He's not going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But he got a paycheck, got a second paycheck, and, won a playoff game. There's a lot of quarterbacks right now making millions of dollars that
have never done that.
Yeah. I think he's got about the same amount of playoff wins as Kirk Cousins. I'm not sure, but,
I think you're right, sadly.
Yeah. Mila Kunis is 40.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Mila lied about her age to get on that 70s show and to be able to film on that show.
She did? How old was she? She was still a teenager.
She was like 16, I think, or something like that. And they thought she was 18. And so she was not. So there was actually some pushback. Or not pushback, but there was some thought that her career might kind of get taken over by this. But she kind of got not grandfathered in, but she kind of she's already here. You can't kick her out of the room once she's here.
Yep.
And
she's so good.
Well, yeah. See, what happens is while that's going on, she does a movie, Black Swan. And if you've seen, she's done some great work in her career. You got to see her in Black Swan to know what her full caliber of acting. Where she can go with her skill level, because she is talented. Very talented. Let's see here. Halle Berry is 57. Halle Berry is 57.
57. Wow. Man.
That's incredible. only because I didn't expect her to ever age. She just seemed like one of those people that. Oh,
it's true.
She's still. Go ahead and Google a picture of Halle Berry at 57 and Halle Berry at 27. And it's not like this is a woman who's gotten work done or anything like that. No. She takes good care of herself and has aged well. And a great actor. Great actor. Monsters Ball, I believe she won an Oscar
for.
I think that was the one she won an Oscar for, yeah. Let's see here. Susan Olsen is 62. Wow, if you didn't feel old beforehand. Cindy on the Brady Bunch is 62.
Whoa. Oh, my.
That's a big one.
That is.
The wonderful, the very talented Sarah Brightman is 63 today.
Oh, wow. What a voice.
Most people know her as Christine in The Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. Of course, when her ex-husband, Andrew Lloyd Webber, wrote the musical version of Phantom, he was already planning to cast her as Christine and wrote the music of the night just for her.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that. And that doesn't really take anything away from her performance or anything like that.
Not at all.
But it does speak to why that song fits so well, that tandem there.
Right.
There's a handful of songs that I feel like are the most popular theater songs, and one of the ways I know they're popular is people who don't know anything about theater, don't even know what the song comes from, but and the music of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
they know certain tease me. You know, they know little parts. Even if you didn't grow up with like a mother like mine who loved Andrew Lloyd Webber. Love that man.
Oh, wow. Now I cannot get in the same room as your mom.
It was tough for me. My mom never really cared about embarrassing her kids, but boy, one thing she loved to do, she was giving us a ride to school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She had a cassette tape my dad made for her of like nothing but Weber's hits, basically. And she would put that on at full blast. So you're pulling up to me and my friends are pulling up to East Junior High or something like that. And Music of the Night is blasting through the... Les Mis is blasting through.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I'm still turning red from that. Marcy Gay Harden is 64 today. Oscar winner. Fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful actor.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson is 64.
Wow.
Yeah, one of my favorite players of all time. I love
he's
watching.
He's like the part owner of the Dodgers, right? That's all he's ever done. Oh, that Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Magic. That Magic to change the game.
Yes.
I'd love to ramble about Magic Johnson's playing style and his ability to no-look pass while smiling at you, these different things. Magic Johnson, top 50 all-time NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
Unparalleled.
Yeah.
What he did when contracting HIV, mm-hmm. continuing to play, retiring, coming back, all that whole storyline is easily the biggest thing he'll ever do with his life in his career.
Not with his life,
I'm sure being a parent and things like that are above and beyond. But not dribbling, no matter how good you can dribble a basketball, nothing can compare to what he did bringing that to the front stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that many of us, if any of us, saw somebody contract HIV that was not homosexual or anything.
Mm-hmm. Or a drug addict or something
mm-hmm. like that. And he brought a literal face to this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And look at where it is now, where it's to a point where when we talk about Magic, it just don't come up much anymore.
Which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
We've
gotten to that point in society.
Exactly.
And part of the reason we got there is Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I would love to ramble about his basketball playing. I'm going to do that on Playmakers later today from 3 to 4. Join us for that 3 to 4 today, live and direct Playmakers right here. Rusty Wallace, 67. NASCAR legend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Okay, if your name is Rusty, come on. I mean, you almost have to be a race car driver.
It really does seem like it. Daniel Steele is 76. all those steamy books.
Daniel Steele. All those paperbacks. Yeah. Yep.
The wonderful, the great, the legend, Steve Martin is 78 today.
Nice.
Wow.
Quite the list of birthdays today.
Oh, jeez, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about August 14th, man?
I like that one. That's a good one. And actually, Steve Martin's going to come up a little bit later.
No.
I would say easily one of the biggest influences I've ever had as mm-hmm. far as acting and entertaining goes. As a young kid, seeing Steve Martin with an arrow through his head or singing about King Tut or anything else. It was all like very impressive to me as a young person.
Wild and crazy guy.
I used to do that sketch with my dad all the time. I got to be Martin. He was Aykroyd. But it was the jerk. It was the jerk for me that put Steve Martin on a different pedestal when it came to acting, when it came to comedy. Steve wrote The Jerk, for those that don't know. He wrote a lot of his lot of the movies you saw, and changed the game for me as far as like comedy went. And I really enjoyed that movie a lot and watched it all the time as a kid. But then as a teenager, I like Steve Martin. I think he's great, but I kind of feel like I've seen everything he could do. And he does a movie called A Simple Twist of Fate, which he, I believe, wrote, and it was his first movie he directed. And it's a bit of a more drama and serious one. If you are looking for just a feel-good, wonderful, great movie, and you want to see the complete skill set of Steve Martin, watch A Simple Twist of Fate. He's comedy. He's one of the faces of comedy in our generation and everything. But if you want to see that he can do more than just that, watch that and watch Murders and Only Murders in the Building.
I got to put that one in there. I have an honorable mention, too, about a more serious one that he did with David Mamet, The Spanish Prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good in that one.
He is really good in that one, yeah. Just one of our, I think, one of those people that, you know, when we talk about greats and everything, it's not just that he's great, it's that he's so well loved. How many people do you know? Please, 424-2600 if you don't like Steve Martin. You know?
Oh, that'd
be
good.
There's not many. Not many.
You got people from Point talking about Steve. Wait, wrong Steve Martin.
Yeah,
no,
wrong,
it's
wrong
not
Steve,
that one.
Wrong Steve. Yeah, wrong Steve.
Who's just as well loved, I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I would say. Yes, yes.
In the area, for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it for our list. But again, want to wish happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there. Encourage you to celebrate, enjoy, and get them to us, everybody. Get them to us. And celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Got to have it in there. Yeah. If you're going to have 80s bumpers, you got to have it in there. I get it. I want to know what the producer was thinking of this. Like, we've got it. We've got this. This is it. This is the final version. Go ahead and put this out there.
Oh, for me, it was always this part coming up right here.
Yeah.
The Leonard Nimoy in there. Yeah. That was it for me.
boy, the stuff you could get away with sampling wise back in the day,
80s, yeah.
In the 80s, you could pull a snippet from Star Trek or whatever and not get in trouble for it. Like, how times have changed.
They have changed.
We got an interesting one here. And when we think of times changing and everything, I think that certainly one of the things that we're hopeful about change is like knocking down some of these diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it becomes an old line that many of our listeners have heard multiple times. I'm going to keep doing it. While we argue and bicker as a race, as far as the human race, putting up flags in different places and all these different things, diseases continue to run game on us and laugh at us as they continue to, you know, their population's fine. They're doing just fine.
They're doing fine.
They keep rolling. Meanwhile, we bicker about politics and all these different things, and you should do this, you should do that, and sticking our nose where it doesn't belong. Meanwhile, cancer just keeps up with coming up with more versions of itself.
Right.
You know, I don't know, has pancreatic cancer and breast cancer, do they get along? Do they? Yeah, I think they're fine. I don't think they care about any of this
stuff. They really don't.
So until we get smarter than the diseases and actually learn to get along and work through these things, I'm going to keep saying that line.
All right.
And I'm going to keep hopeful about things like this.
Okay.
Scientists have spent decades searching everywhere for a cure for cancer. So wouldn't it be cruel twist of fate to find it hidden in the least expected place?
Of course.
In the least favorite jelly bean? A new study has found that a chemical in black licorice could help fight pancreatic cancer, one of the world's deadliest cancers.
Right.
Experiments on mice have shown that a flavonoid in licorice root can kill pancreatic cancer cells.
Whew.
Not the candy flavoring, actual licorice root.
Right.
Which is in a herb that's widely used in traditional Chinese medicine.
How about that?
Wow, we might actually find the cure for cancer in old Western medicine? Shocking! What? Wait, what? Researchers also found it could make treatments like chemotherapy more effective.
Ooh.
So it's a very promising development.
Wow.
But the research is still early, and mm-hmm. doctors are warning people that they should not go out and constantly and consume large amounts of licorice. They got to put that in there nowadays.
They do.
They have
of
to.
Course.
They do.
The American Heart Association says eating a ton of black licorice can cause heart and kidney problems that in extreme cases can be life-threatening.
Well, there's a high amount of sugar in licorice.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's it. Yeah, or jelly beans for that matter. So,
right,
yeah.
And that's different than licorice root.
Exactly. The flavor comes from exactly.
That is a pretty cool story, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Please tell me if I'm alone. I'm not like trying to call anybody out. I'm genuinely asking, and I'm asking the audience 424-2600. Am I alone here? Or is this pretty damn cool?
Yeah,
I think it is, and I don't think we're alone in that. So let me go ahead and check our major news outlets here: CNN, Fox. Let me see where this story is, because yeah. Oh, all I'm seeing is stories that are like 3 days, like that we already know about. And I'm not seeing any breaking. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Well, why is this not being covered?
Yeah.
Why would they not cover this? Why would? Well, in part because of us. We're our own selves to blame here, people. Like, I used to rip and rip and rip on National Enquirer. I used to think that this is so silly. How ridiculous is this that in our society we are promoting something like this? And then I see my mother pick one up. And my mother is one of the most intelligent human beings I will ever know in my life. Not just from, I'm just saying that to make her feel better. She genuinely is. She's got a genius IQ. This is our society. So we get what we put in. If you want better news, if you want to hear real stories, start looking for them. Start reading actual articles. This falls on all of us.
Yep. Yeah.
This should be this should be the first thing you're hearing right in the morning today.
Right. Right.
This story. This should be talked about.
And I totally agree with you. I would say that one thing that we do need, however, is better access.
Yeah.
General access. So it this kind of story, you know, like you said, James, like you totally just pointed out, you're not seeing this on any of the quote unquote free, you know, news outlets, CNN and all that kind of stuff. But you're going to find this on, you know, some maybe a website about news about this kind of thing. Oh, it's got a paywall.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you access it? There's people can't subscribe to like, you know, 7-10 different things. They just can't afford it. So finding a way to get access to people at a way that we can, you know, that everyone can have this information. That's what we need. That's what we should be looking for right now, in my opinion.
And I agree with that. The unfortunate thing is that how many journalists are we losing constantly because of, you know, cutting these departments?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, that's another good point.
Not only current, but how many future journalists are not going to be created because of the cutting of these departments?
Yeah, because they can't make a living at it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I will say this. You know, if you got rid of the record industry, people are going to still sing. You're never going to get rid of that. I genuinely believe, it may be the less naive part of my body and my brain, but I do believe that journalism will survive. It is not going to be where it used to be. We've lost the Walter Cronkite days. But I do believe that true journalism, because people have passions for these things. People have passion for the truth, passion for hunting down the truth, passion for accountability. I don't think that we're going to lose that. I think we're going to lose the majority of it and the accessibility of it.
Mm-hmm.
To your point about the paywall and everything, and to Melissa, just piggybacking off of both of your points, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm hopeful that we will continue to have some good journalists, though.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Well, we will.
I
agree.
The as far as you want to find this actual whole article, you got to go to the Daily Mail, though. literally, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, I went to all of these websites, didn't find this article anywhere.
Nope.
The only place I found it was the Daily Mail.
Of all places.
And it is a legitimate story. It is article and everything. They're just too busy giving the orange guy more time and everything. You got a little bit now. You kind of got a little bit. There's a pretty big story going on there.
That's true.
We will take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. You're a loser, you're a winner, doesn't matter to us. We'll take you all the same. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
I just love that opening line so much. I love it. I love it.
Why I want to know is why he dropped the last name. Yeah. It's not like it's a hard Hansen?
Yeah.
Beck Hansen. Yeah. What's wrong with Beck Hansen? Why just Beck? I don't get it. Anyway.
It's worked for him.
It has. That's true. Yeah.
He has had one of the more versatile careers that I would have that I can think of off the top of my head. It's pretty interesting. This gets kind of interesting right here, everybody. 1 in 3 Americans say they are great at bargain hunting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
They say everyone loves a bargain, and that's true, but seeking out deals can be a very time-consuming hustle. Mm-hmm. But 85% of people say finding a good deal on something is such a boost that it makes their day.
Really?
424-2600, all right. Call up and join the conversation. I don't want to just know if it makes it feel good. I want to know the deal.
Yeah, what did you get?
Because if I got this right, I remember my mother, my nana, my grandmother. I remember them talking about like things they found in the garage sale for like a quarter that like was handed down in their family, like you know things like that. Like these deals that people have. I think we all can think of a deal here and there that we've had that were great.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, as far as finding deals. That's a little bit more of what the bargain hunting, if you will,
right.
Is a little bit more of what the article's about. But I think that that's, the either or. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
In a recent survey, 2,000 Americans, 2,000 Americans, 34% say they are the best bargain hunter they know. And 85% of people say that they search for deals today more than ever due to inflation.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what counts as a deal?
That's the rub right there.
Yeah, yeah. On average, Americans say an item needs to be at least 36% off to be a bargain.
36.
Okay. But 1 in 5 people say it needs to be 50% off or more for it to be worthwhile.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
56% of people say that they even even if they really need an item, they'll hold off on purchasing it to see if it goes on sale. And 66% are confident they can find a deal on anything.
Ooh. Streaming service. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
try that. Right? Yeah. But anyway, on anything. Come on now.
Yeah, that's a little far-fetched.
I have my doubts. Doubts. Let's see. Yeah.
And if it looks too good to be true, there might be a reason for that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's funny that they don't do the follow-up. It's like, how satisfied were you with your bargain purchase after you had it for whatever length of time? Mm. So, yeah, quality probably comes into play at some point, too.
I'm going to do something here live. I'm in front of the audience and everything. Ooh. That I think we need more of in society. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a good bargain hunter or not. I don't have the answer. I'm not sure. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. I'm really not sure. I try to be. I know my mother would like it if I was. I don't know if I am. You know, if I'm being completely honest with people, the stereotype of Jews in penny pinching has had such an effect on me that I'm almost the opposite of this.
Spendthrift.
Let me pay full price just so nobody thinks that I'm trying to, do some silly stereotype that everybody's guilty of, by the way.
Yeah,
everybody likes money. It ain't just my people. Get out and miss me with that. Yeah. In all honesty, that stereotype has had such an effect on me that I think I tend to do more of that. Not like I'm at a store and they're offering 50% off and I'm like, no, I want to pay full price. Make sure everybody in the store hears me.
That would be committing to a role right there, man. A total commitment, man.
I'm not that far into it. I don't worry that much about anti-Semitism. I'm still going to save a couple bucks.
Right. Like you said, like everyone likes to do. I mean, everyone likes to save
money.
Everybody does. Well, I wonder how much of this is, penny wise and pound foolish kind of thing, because what are you saving money on, first of all? Okay, yeah, I get it. Inflation, staples, when inflation hits the staples, then we're in trouble, because you get food. You got to have food. You got to have clothing, the basics of life. Yeah. But some of this other stuff, it's like, I can save 3 cents on 4 rolls of toilet paper. Well, so what? I know what they're saying is that, it has to be a really good bargain kind of thing. But still, I think it depends on what you're getting and what kind of, it's like everything else. It depends,
Well, and if you're not paying attention, you can think, they have this marked as, let's say 36% off. Mm-hmm. That's a really good deal. But if you're, you know, let's take Black Friday, for instance, a lot of times they mark up the prices before they take the percentage off. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be paying attention. Like if you're watching an item and you watch it drop in real time, you know, and you don't buy it for 6 months because you're waiting for that price to come down, then yeah, you know, you got a good deal. But if you're not paying attention.
Yeah,
exactly.
I also think it's, to me at least, it seems like it's rare you see an item 50% off that you want, you know? Mm-hmm. But what about the, can it be a deal? And I'm genuinely asking, can it be a deal if you are 3 cents here, 3 cents there? Like,
oh, of course.
Grocery shopping,
right?
You know? You're getting multiple items at a time and you're saving a couple cents here, a couple cents here. So, but, you know, it really adds up or doesn't add up by the time, you know, you're checking out and everything. Would that be considered a deal, quote, under the, you know, this umbrella?
Right, right. Or how about when they discontinue an item, okay?
Oh,
and then they're trying to get rid of it. So it's like, wow, I got a great deal on these lime Pop-Tarts. You know, but wait, did you really want lime Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
You know?
I will say, though, stereotypes be damned. I love that deal. That's one of my favorite deals.
The discontinued item. Yeah.
I love the discontinued items.
Or like the ones that in Aldi, the aisle where they have the specialty items occasionally that you can't find all the time.
Oh my gosh.
So they're not necessarily items you need.
Aldi, they make their money right there.
Yep.
But the point you made, James, of, you know, saving 3 cents here and 5 cents there, if you do that on a regular basis, yeah, you're going to save more money overall if you're not buying things you don't need. If you're just buying the things you need and being frugal, then it's going to save you over time.
I think that that's just as much of a deal as 50% off a single item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
But if you're just buying things because they're on sale, then no.
That's not helpful, no, no.
No, because you're buying a lot of things you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're ever pulling up to a Dunkin' drive-thru in the morning and thought, I could really use a drink right now, well, this might be for you.
Jeez. You have a problem. You might want to get that checked.
Call us. We'll talk. We really should talk. Word has it that Dunkin' is introducing a new line of spiked coffees, but you won't get a shot of whiskey added to your macchiato or anything.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a new product that they're selling in stores that sell alcoholic beverages like beers and hard ciders. There will be four flavors: original iced coffee, caramel, mocha, and vanilla. They come in 12-ounce cans and will have 6% alcohol, which is stronger than most mainstream beers.
True.
Whoa. There are also four flavors of spiked teas: slightly sweet with a twist of lemon, half tea, half lemonade, strawberry dragon fruit, and mango pineapple. Those will have 5% alcohol. They are flavored malt beverages, so they're not gluten-free.
Just so you know.
No official release date, but they could be just a few weeks away in several states: in Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, Vermont, almost everywhere but here in the Midwest.
Not going to sell. Yeah, right.
I don't know why they would not sell them in the Midwest, where I would think that they would sell very well.
I agree.
The maybe a little East Coast bias? I don't know.
By the way, what does Dunkin' have to do with tea? Do they sell tea?
No.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Sure.
I did not know that.
I was thinking as a kid. As a kid, they never did when I was young. But now they do.
No,
yeah,
I think
they
sell hot tea and iced tea. Sure.
Wow, I did not know that. So there you go. That's kind of threw me a little. I'm like, wait, what? Tea? Okay, well, there you go.
These will be Dunkin's first or original alcoholic beverages. However, they have collaborated with Harpoon Brewery to make Dunkin'-inspired beers like Dunkin' Pumpkin.
A while back
and everything. Yeah.
I like that, though. Dunkin' Pumpkin. That's good.
It's not a bad name.
It's fun to say.
That. I will be mad.
But everybody is jumping on this bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. Monster has just jumped on it. They have a product now called The Beast. It tastes just like Monster, but it doesn't have the all the added stuff energy and the sugar. So it's artificially flavored malt beverage. And again, like you said, at that 6% alcohol.
So many of these are so late to the game, too.
It's true.
It's a little bit like, you know, hey, you know what we should do? We should start a streaming service. Oh, that'd be a great idea. It probably would have been a good idea 5 or 6 years ago to do. You're a little late now. You know, it's going to be hard to make some sales on that now. I don't know. I wish him well with this. I'm a fan of Duncan. But I don't know if this is going to do well or not. We'll see how
it
this
could
goes.
Be like what we've seen many times before on the show. It could be just a stunt. You know, let's get our name out there. And if we sell some, fine. If not, we got our name out there. So there you go.
Very true. Very true. We are going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. We're really looking forward to that. Got a great one lined up for you today.
Very cool.
But we'll get into entertainment news after that and some local good stories and some local entertainment stuff, too. But nice. I did want to mention that the City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
Yeah.
You got now until September 1st at noon to get your names for this dog park in. You can go to wirapids.org/dogpark. Otherwise, you could drop them off at Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Park and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or right with us here.
Mm-hmm. Right here. We'll take them.
Call up 424-2600 or email us james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Get us those dog park names. We want to hear from them. Like Beth with Play Pause Park.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That's actually pretty good.
Or Al's Dogs, Dogs, Dogs.
It's a simple, easy to remember.
Or Melissa keeps coming up with good ones.
I'm not so sure about that.
Mine are the best. Yeah. It's going to win.
No.
I've got at least six more ready to go.
God help us all.
Keep them coming, everybody. We'll make sure to get them to the mayor. We got the mayor coming in this Wednesday, actually.
All right.
So, you know, we got that going on.
Get inundated with
it. Yes. Looking forward to it. And looking forward to another hour with all of you coming up on, well, you know, I like the way James says it. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.